We will continue this morning in our scripture reading through the book of Romans, looking this morning at Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. If you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1195. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, page 1195. Last week, as we were reading, we concluded chapter 1, where Paul shows that the whole world is guilty and stands before God's law in need of a Savior. He did so in chapter 1 by focusing on sins that Gentiles would commit, those who are pagans or who are outside of the household of God. But in chapter 2, he begins to turn now and show that those in his day, the Jews who were born into the line of faith of Abraham, that they too need the Savior. He shows particularly through two ways this morning. First, because the Jewish people were so prone to look down at other people and say, oh, we're not like them. Paul says, you who judge others, do you not commit the same things they do? And so you are as guilty as they are. And then he makes the point in verses 6 and following that with God, perfect righteousness is required. If you are going to come before the Lord, just because you've been born into the household of God does not give you special privilege. For in verse 11, God shows no partiality. And so those who are outside the faith, or even those who are born in the faith, need the Savior. They cannot earn their righteousness. And so that is the point that Paul is giving to us this morning. And so with this in mind, let us now read Romans 2, 1 to 11. Therefore you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge, who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent hearts, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But to those who are seeking and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. Amen. Thus ends this reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. May he write its eternal truth upon our hearts.